Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 31st of December, last day of the year. And I'm recording at 9:17 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, so what happened here today? Asian markets, Asia-Pacific region, did best of all overall, although Japan was soft, Nikkei down 1.5%, over 1.5%. China firm, the Hang Seng Index bounced back here a little bit today, but less than 0.5% gain. But the Shanghai Composite Index up over 2%, 2.18%, and that's another new recovery high for this bull market, which I thought might be spilling over into a consolidation, but it's certainly become more choppy in the last few weeks. But it's so obviously supply and demand are a little bit more aligned, but the bull's just still ahead in here, evidenced by the rising lows. This is a market that I really do like for 2014, and if you're coming in fresh, well, buy lightly and wait for that first consolidation, first decent consolidation of this opening upward leg. Okay, Taiwan also higher in here today. What went south? Well, small declines for South Korea and also Australia. India, modest gains in here. It's been a little quieter here recently. Small declines also for Singapore and Malaysia, and tiny declines here for Thailand and also New Zealand, Indonesia. Indonesia didn't trade today. It was closed. And I apologize because I mentioned Japan being lower, but actually Japan was closed today. So not down 1.57%. That was on Tuesday. Okay, and what else can we report? The European stock markets, they were not all open today. Mixed light activity here overall. The U.S. market, now Wall Street had a promising early start. I think it got up to about at least 80 points up on the day for the Dow, but it then slowly eroded that and sold off a bit sharply in the last half hour or so of trading. So the Dow actually closed down 0.89 of 1%, and that's 160 points, so a little further below that 18,000 level. I mentioned, well, let me give you the others. The S&P down a little bit more, 1.03%, and that's brought it back to 2058 and change. NASDAQ down a little less. If you heard yesterday's audio, I mentioned the overbought condition and susceptibility to a reaction and consolidation. I talked about January being also a weaker period. Now, what'll be interesting to see is that certainly it looks like I would describe this already as a reaction, small reaction so far. It'll be interesting to see what happens on Friday and as we get further into January. Now, if this is another one of those, maybe something in the 3 or 4%, we had five of those during this year, corrections by the S&P of I think just over 4%. Now, if we're going to get another one of those in January, then I think we'll see that that selling continue early in the new year. But There is also a possibility that, and we certainly had the overbought condition to signal a reaction and consolidation, but we also have the possibility that a number of investors, particularly those who had some losses here, well, they may also be taking profits. What I'm trying to say is that they may have wanted to close out some positions just before the end of the year, either to take a loss to offset some of their profits, or to take a profit to offset some of their losses. Okay. Now, what else to mention in here? Canada also down, but very, very slightly. Mexico had a modest gain, third of a percentage point. Brazil, poor old Brazil, weaker once again. The U.S. Bond market, that 10-year fraction lower, 2.1712. When I checked just a few minutes ago. And dollar steady in here, and that DXY at 90.271. We have sterling, actually sterling's a little bit firmer against the dollar, 1.5584. The euro weaker, 119.82. Asian currencies a little bit easier. Aussie dollar a little bit easier in here today. And looking at some of these commodity, I beg your pardon, some of these, yes, commodities, they had a tough day here today. The commodity indices were down quite sharply. Now, crude oil was at its weakest earlier in the day, and as stock markets fell, it pulled back some of those losses, but still closed down. I think 55 cents for the Brent, and about 34 cents still trading after hours here right now for the WTI. But those were new lows again in here. In here today, and there's a very interesting report that I've posted today, which talks about the U.S. It's based on a it comes from Bloomberg, the report I posted. It's based on a I think a Citibank report that the U.S. will be. It's just the I think the Obama administration has changed the rulings on exports, and that the U.S. will be able to import up to by the end of 2015, quite possibly up to it'll be able to export up to a million barrels of oil a day. So that's really quite significant, and you want to have a look at that. It's made me feel that I need to possibly adjust my oil forecast here slightly lower in the short to medium term. Now, what I think is behind that decision is that Obama, who really has had resisted the fracking, you know, right from the beginning, he was certainly not a friend of the oil companies overall, but he's now coming around to a different viewpoint, and no wonder. I think he's going for the jugular here right now, and trying to ensure that OPEC loses control. Or certainly sees its influence much reduced as far as oil production is concerned. And he's also off going after Putin as well. That is readily apparent and likely to have some success, in my opinion. Hopefully sooner rather than later. So, what else happened here in the commodity markets? Precious metals got whacked. Palladium perhaps least down $6.40. That's 797 and change. Silver, which had had a strong couple of days, but not today, it's closed at $15.56. And the platinum rather, platinum down $9 at 1,208, nearly $1,209. And gold clipped in here. Bullion down over $17, 1,183. So again, being dragged down, I think partly by the overall bearish influence on commodity markets. And again, stock markets have had such a good year for the most part, and bond markets have also had a good year, so there's plenty of competition out there. And yield-hungry investors are obviously not looking at bullion right now. And I think those are pretty much the highlights in here today. What I also want to mention, though, is that this is really the last day that you can sign up for the Markets Now seminar that we're holding. That's going to be on the 12th of January. I know you know that because you will have seen it listed in InfoMoney, but you can still get in at the $50 rate rather than the that's the early discount rate rather than the $75 £75, I beg your pardon, £50 rate. You can get in now rather than the £75 rate, which will apply from the 1st up until the 12th. And I think it's going to be very interesting. I mean, could we be in a more interesting overall market environment? And I very much look forward to the various different presentations. So come along and help me decide or throw in your thoughts in terms of what's going to actually be happening during the course of 2015. And on that note, a very, very happy new year to you all. All the best.